Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The words of this song were written by Fanny Crosby. Do you remember other songs that she wrote that we have sung? How about Praise Him, Praise Him? And All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Do you remember something that was special about Miss Fanny? She was what? She was blind. You're right. She was 6 weeks old when she lost her eyesight. But her blindness did not stop her from loving life. When she was 8 years old, she wrote this little poem. And I know I've shared it with you, but I just love it so much. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. She refused to let her blindness stop her. She refused to let her blindness take away her happiness and her joy. I love the part in this song that we're singing. It says, "So loved He the world that He gave us His Son." God loves us so much that He gave us His Son to die for our sins so that we can live with Him forever. Hi, boys and girls. How are you? We are going to study the lesson today about a man who couldn't walk and what ended up happening to him. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this time we have to set other things aside and to focus on you. Help us not to be distracted. Help us to learn of you and of your love and your mercy for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have you had a hard time walking? Maybe you broke your leg. I had a friend who broke his knee. He was playing soccer and his knee bent back in the wrong direction and it ended up hurting his knee. He had to have surgery and he had to use crutches and he couldn't walk. Maybe you've had to use crutches. The story today is about a man who had never been able to walk. Something was wrong with his ankles. Do you know where your ankles are? It's right where your foot connects to your leg. There was something wrong. Maybe they were weak. Maybe they were deformed. Maybe they were crooked. I don't know what it was, but he had been a cripple since he was a little boy. Even when he was more than 40 years old, he still couldn't walk. How do you think this crippled man felt when he heard about Jesus and the wonderful miracles that Jesus had done for people? How would you have felt? Would you have been pretty excited? Of course, the man wished with all of his heart that he could see Jesus. He wanted to ask Jesus to heal him. But Jesus was far away from where the man lived. It probably took some time for him to be able to find somebody to help him get into Jerusalem. It was a long ways. Well, the crippled man begged his friends, "Please carry me to the gate of the temple in Jerusalem," and he hoped that he would see Jesus there. But you know what? When he finally made his way to Jerusalem and got there, the word on the street was that cruel men had put Jesus to death. It was hopeless. It was too late. Oh, have you ever been too late to something? Something that you were really looking forward to doing or something you were excited to do? Well, I have a story about when we were too late, and it just happened a few weeks ago. We decided that we were going to take a big load of trash and stuff to the dump. So we filled up the back of the truck. Now, we figured that the dump closed at 5 o'clock, right? Usually businesses are open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock, and we didn't bother to check. We just figured it closed at 5. The dump is an hour away from where we live. It's quite a ways. So we filled up the back of the truck and made a couple more stops and errands, and we weren't in a hurry because we knew that by the time we reached there, we would have time. Well, as we're driving along, we even have to pull over because some of our stuff looked like it might fly out, and so we were tying stuff down a little bit better. It took a couple minutes. And when we pulled up to the dump, the gates were closed. There was a big, huge closed sign. And the sign said that they closed at 4:30. And guess what time it was? 4:33. We were so frustrated. We asked the guy, we're like, "Is there any way?" He's like, "Nope, sorry, we're closed. We're only letting people out who got here earlier." We called them up. "Is there any?" "Nope, sorry. You have to come back tomorrow." We looked on Google. "I thought it closed at 5. Google said it closed at 5, but the sign on the gate said 4:30. We were very, very frustrated. We had just driven an hour and missed it by 3 minutes. Now we would have to drive an hour back home and then drive another hour to come out to dump off our stuff. To drive another hour back home. We were too late. This man had been crippled since birth. He was too late to see Jesus. How do you think that made him feel? He felt awful. But what was he to do now? Well, there were a lot of people in Jerusalem, so he ended up staying there. Every day the man's friends carried him to the temple gate that was called Beautiful. He sat there all day, begging, asking for money, asking that people would give him just a little bit so that he could buy some food. When the time came for prayer at the temple in the afternoon, many people went through the gate where the crippled man sat. One day, Peter and John went through that gate too. We're going to read about it in Acts chapter 3. Are you ready? Let's get our Bibles. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament, Acts chapter 3, 1, 2, 3, and once you find 3, we're going to read verse 1, so it'll be right there where chapter 3 is. Let's see what that says, Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
"Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hours of prayer, the ninth hour."
Where were Peter and John going? What does the Bible say? They were going to the temple, right? What were they planning to do in the temple? Can you read in verse 1? What does that say? What were they planning to do? Well, they went at the hour of prayer, so it looks like they were going to pray, right? Before they went to the temple, Peter and John had prayed for a chance to talk to people about Jesus. And they knew that they needed the power that only the Holy Spirit could give them. As they went through the gate called Beautiful, they saw the poor crippled man sitting there begging. Look at verse 2.
"And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple."
How often was this man at the temple? What does the Bible say? Daily. You're right. He was daily at the temple. Now, do you think that Peter and John just hurried right past? Or do you think that they may have stopped? What do you think? Well, we are going to find out next time what actually happened. We're going to do a cliffhanger. That's what my boys, they're like, oh, it's a cliffhanger. It means that you're going to have to wait until next time to find out what happened. I'm pretty happy that Jesus gives us these stories to learn from, aren't you? We're going to learn more tomorrow and the next day about the prayer of faith and what God wants to do in our hearts and in our lives. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we are so thankful that you are a God that is right there with us. You listen to our prayers. You give us hope and a future. I thank you for this story about the crippled man in the Bible that we can learn more about your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a new memory verse, James chapter 5, verse 15. I love the book of James. It's one of my favorite books. I really enjoy it. This is from James chapter 5, and it says, "The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up." We are learning this week about the Lord raising up or helping or healing a poor beggar man, aren't we? We're going to find out what will happen next time in our story.
James 5:15.
The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.